Hey everyone. So I am jumping right into part two because I'm feeling it right now. Like I am feeling it hard. And when you're feeling it, you need to go right through it. And I say that all the time. Excuse me. So I want to be like totally honest about the process. I was editing part one and it brought me to tears. And, I started to kind of almost feel bad for a minute, and I had to say, no way, Tara, do not allow your feelings to run wild. You're better than that. And I put my hand on my heart. I have my hand on my heart now. I put my hand on my heart and I closed my eyes and I thought about where I was a year ago. Like where I was, I would say about a year and a half ago. And where I am now and the difference and how I feel about myself and how I feel about the world and how happy my kids are and how much work I've done. And I'm gonna cry again. This has been really hard. All of it's been really hard. But I am so grateful. I'm so grateful that I put the time into myself and that I did the work and that I never gave up because we're so happy. We're so much happier and life is so much better. Life can be so beautiful and it's so nice to be able to control my emotions. Well, not right now, obviously, but to be able to control my emotions and know what's happening. And I don't feel confused anymore. I feel like when something happens, I just know what's going on. And it might take me a few minutes. It might take me a couple days sometimes, but I'm able to come back. And it's all the conditioning that we've been taught. And that's what clouds our judgment. And so it's these versions of who we think that we are. Going back into the, you know, my past toxic relationships, I think that the reason why a lot of things happened was because it's what I was used to, you know, it's what I grew up around. It's what I saw as a child. So we kind of just gravitate toward what we're used to and what feels comfortable. So if your parents maybe weren't very loving and stuff, you're going to probably end up in a relationship where you're seeing that happen. And so when I was in these toxic situations, it was all things that I had seen as a child. And that's why we have ancestral trauma. And that's why things get passed down. Because, you know, we tend to do a lot of things that our parents did. And we don't do it on purpose. It's because it's our childhoods. And with all that being said, when I found myself in this situation, it was like, it felt comfortable. And I just felt like I wanted to save people. And I wanted to be, you know, maybe needed, I guess. I like to feel needed because maybe I didn't feel needed as a child. Or maybe, I don't know, there's so many different things. And so I would pick people that I would have to be kind of like the caretaker. And that wasn't fair. And then I would get mad at them because of it. So I would pick people for a certain reason. And then that reason that I picked them would infuriate me about them. And it was, you know, it was my own doing. And that's, you know, how I ended up in a lot of the situations that I was in. But once I realized that I was just this broken down version of myself, I had no choice but to go up from there. And my first step to go up was to gain knowledge. Knowledge is power. If you have knowledge, that's everything. Once you know what's going on and you're able to pinpoint things and you're not just like a ping pong ball going through life, then that's something. And that's what happened. So I started listening to a lot of podcasts about narcissism and it was teaching me so many different things. So when situations were happening now, I wasn't looking at them blindly. I wasn't internalizing them. I wasn't like, oh my God, you hate me. Or what did I do? Or, you know, what could I have done differently? Or what can I do better? Or I wasn't thinking any of those things anymore. I was thinking, no. You know, Martha in Kansas on the podcast the other day told me that Ralph did this to her. And then there were 50 comments of people all across the country who agreed. So, you know, this isn't something that is new. This has happened to other people. So I was able to see situations for what they really were. And it was magical. It was powerful. Once I could pinpoint things like that, and I knew, like, that's not normal, or if I was reacting in a better way, and the situation still wasn't getting better, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, like, because it can be confusing, especially in the end of a toxic relationship. I didn't know my freaking head from my ass, honestly. I didn't know anything. Like, I was so confused, and I was just like a broken down version of myself. So I needed a lot of reassurance, and I needed, I remember having to like call my mom and like ask her questions. I could probably cry thinking about this and tell her things and be like, is that okay? Like, is that normal? Like, am I crazy? Like, I had to really use the people around me to help me, because I didn't know anything and I had to build myself up. It was really scary, but the podcasts helped tremendously. They really did. And a coworker actually had given me a book. I'm sorry, I have to take a sip of water. I would normally pause it, but then it like cuts in and out, so I'm just not. But so a coworker had given me a book about narcissism. And I didn't even know, I think that was actually the first thing, as a matter of fact. She had given me the book, and I didn't even know like what it was at the time. I was in her classroom a lot, and I would tell her stories about what was going on. And I would tell her, I was really honest with her. At that point, I think that I was, I'm going to cry so many times. At that point, I think that I was really at my lowest, and I was still working. So there were certain people that I was able to talk to, and I appreciate those friendships so much. I don't think that some of the people at work know how much they meant to me. And had such a hard time. Okay, I got it. I am holding it together. So I'm like shaking. So I don't think that people know how much they meant to me and how much I needed them and how low I was. I'm not sure that they knew that. My drinking was at an all-time high, and we still were wearing face masks, thank God. I was never drinking at work or anything like that, but you know, I was definitely like drinking at night. And so it was at an all-time high, and I was always hungover, and I just felt like a mess, and I don't know. I was just at my breaking point. It was awful. It felt terrible. I was just miserable, and I would vent to her, my coworker, and yeah, I didn't even know what it was, and so she brought this book into me one day, and she said, you should read this, and I read the book, and it saved me. That book saved me. And she saved me in a way. So Pam, thank you so much. I didn't think you would care if I said your name. You're amazing. And I love you so much. And you'll never know how much you mean to me. I don't even know if you're going to hear this, but I'm going to tell you you're in a podcast, so you might listen to it. But yeah, so it was wild. And that was what gave me power. And that's what really changed my life. And it woke me up from this nightmare that I was living in. And it was such a nightmare. You know, I had a lot of guilt because my children really suffered through all of this. Not just my children, any children that were involved, they all suffered. And I'll always feel guilty for that. And I'll always feel guilty for my part in that, because again, I was not always a good person, and I wasn't always making good choices, and I was drinking a lot, and that was traumatic. I've said I'm sorry to them, to all the kids, and I mean it, and I really am sorry, because That's not right. And I'm the adult and I should have done better and I should have known better, but I didn't. And that's just, you know, that's just what happened, unfortunately. But I've said sorry and I've really made my peace with the whole situation. And I've really dug deep and realized that it came from my childhood and what I grew up with. And I had to dig deep into that. And it was hard to look at my childhood, but I had to. And that's where I had to start. So I went into shadows that I knew, you know, I have fatherhood trauma. So I went right into that. And from there, when I healed that and I got that weight off of me and it felt so good, I was instantly addicted. And from there, I couldn't stop. After that, I had met someone and things had cooled down on the spiritual path. And when I met this person and I realized that I was still codependent, so I had ended the situation that I was in, but it didn't change the fact that I was still suffering from certain situations like the codependency, and that would be from my childhood. So that also helped me in really looking inside myself and really figuring it out. None of this is easy, and none of it's easy. It's all really, really hard, but it's worth it, and you're worth it. I'm telling you, like, my whole life has changed. How I show up for people is so different, and just everything, every single thing about my life has improved, and it's nothing that you don't have to pay for this. You don't have to go to a teacher for this. You don't have to have anything to do this. All you have to do is have a will and a want to have a different life. That's all you need. And you have to look inside yourself and you have to do the work and heal those traumas and hold yourself accountable. Be real with yourself. Be raw with yourself. And you'll be able to heal certain things about yourself, the word yourself, three times. Threes are good, actually, double threes. But you'll be able to heal and you will move forward and your relationships will prosper. It's a whole different way of life. You deserve it and your family deserves it. The people around you deserve it. I really hope that this is touching people and it's a lot for me. I hope that you guys have grace with me also. And I know that my editing is harsh, and I stutter and I say things a lot. And it's not easy to talk about this stuff. And it's not easy to have these conversations. Some of this stuff I haven't even dealt with myself. You know, I definitely dealt with a lot of my past relationship stuff, but I haven't ever read that entry. Well, I've read it, but I haven't like heard it read back to me. So when I was editing it and I heard that, that was like, whoa. That touched me. It brought me right back into a whole different deep area of it. And that's amazing. And it's beautiful and it's magical. And I want things like that to happen because now I just healed on this podcast another thing about myself. And I can close my eyes and I can think back to where I was in any of these past toxic relationships and then think of where I am now. And it lights up my third eye. It literally lights it up. I can feel like the inside of me lighting up when I think about that because I'm so grateful and I'm so happy and I can't even believe how different my life is. I just can't even believe it. So this is part two. I need to definitely like take a bath or ground myself, go hug a tree after these episodes because that was a lot. And I hope that you guys have an amazing weekend. Thank you guys for listening.